Chapter 4. Then he made a bronze altar 20 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in width, and 10 cubits in height. Also he made the cast metal sea, 10 cubits from brim to brim, circular in form, and its height was 5 cubits, and its circumference 30 cubits. Now figures like oxen were under it, and all around it, 10 cubits entirely encircling the sea. The oxen were in 2 rows cast in 1 piece. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 facing the north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east. And the sea was set on top of them, and all their hindquarters turned inwards. And it was a handbreadth thick, and its brim was made like the brim of a cup, like a lily blossom. It could hold 3,000 baths. He also made 10 basins in which to wash, and he set 5 on the right side and 5 on the left to rinse things for the burnt offering. But the sea was for the priest to wash in. Then he made the 10 golden lampstands in the way prescribed for them, and he set them in the temple, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. He also made 10 tables and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. And he made 100 golden bowls. Then he made the court of the priests, and the great court, and doors for the court, and overlaid their doors with bronze. And he set the sea on the right side of the house toward the southeast. Huram also made the pails, the shovels, and the bowls. So Huram finished doing the work which he performed for King Solomon in the house of God. The 2 pillars, the bowls, and the 2 capitals on top of the pillars, and the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals, which were on top of the pillars, and the 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network, to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals, which were on the pillars. He also made the stands, and he made the basins on the stands, and the 1 sea with the 12 oxen under it, and the pails, the shovels, the forks, and all its utensils. Huram Abi made a polished bronze for King Solomon for the house of the Lord. On the plain of the Jordan the king cast them in the clay ground between Succoth and Zereda. Thus Solomon made all these utensils in great quantities, for the weight of the bronze could not be found out. Solomon also made all the things that were in the house of God, even the golden altar, the tables with the bread of the presence on them, the lampstands with their lamps of pure gold, to burn in front of the inner sanctuary in the way prescribed, the flowers, the lamps, and the tongs of gold, of purest gold, and the snuffers, the bowls, the spoons, and the fire pans of pure gold, and the entrance of the house, its inner doors for the Holy of Holies, and the doors of the house, that is, of the nave, of gold.